Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
You're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I haven't slept in the last few days. And the reason I haven't slept in the last few days is I haven't been watching Ted Lasso. I'm almost done and I'm trying to stretch it out because I'm trying to save those shows. Why would I save Ted Lasso shows? Because I need to balance it off of Squid Game. Now, have you guys seen Squid Game? Whoa. Just whoa. Squid Game is one of the hottest shows right now on Netflix. And please don't let your kids be anywhere in the vicinity of the living room when you watch it. And now, my kids are older. They've already seen it. Like, oh, yeah, Mom, you're going to like it. And yeah, I like it, but I'm like, oh, my gosh. I mean, I am, like, gripping onto the dog while I watch it. Now, no spoilers. All right. Basically, Squid Game, it's a game, and Netflix explains, this is in its teaser, so nobody's giving you any spoilers, but it's where cash-strapped people play a game, and there's some high stakes in this game, and it's actually taken from a real game that I guess used to be played decades ago in Korea, and I can't really say much about the plot line. But all I can say is it is just startling, and it gets your blood pressure up, and you get scared. And it's not like a horror flick, although I guess it could be. And so as I watch this, and I just saw 007, and I'll tell you what I think about 007, No Time to Die, movies and shows are taking a very different turn, a much different term than they used to be. And I think there's a lot of constraints, restraints, a lot of pushes by the consumer to go a certain way. And these movies and TV shows either run out of ideas or they have to come up with new ideas or something so shocking that it grabs your attention. So No Time to Die. I think No Time to Die is like the 25th Bond film. No spoilers. It was, I'm not going to go too much into the plot line, but it was different. It was different than the other 007 movies. It was a very tempered 007. Not that much womanizing. Not his typical, you know, kind of sexy, snarly self, because there's a lot of, you know, political correctness from previous films. So they addressed a lot of that, and they refined a lot of that. So you could tell it was James Bond, but if you saw the first James Bond compared to this one, sorry, my nose is running. I have a sneeze. If you compare the two, it wouldn't really seem like a James Bond. It was a fantastic movie. Well done. But it's changed. And James Bond was supposed to be this spy that was sexy, would love him and leave him and use his romantic conquests to gain access to the bad guy. And, you know, and yeah, maybe a lot of that is outdated. But then if they're going to take that away from James Bond, then maybe don't call it 007 or James Bond. Then call it a new sort of, you know, like John Wick. I mean, John Wick's not a spy, but that's just a whole new character. Now, I went and we saw the movie at Cinebar. Cinebar is a fantastic, it's a fantastic idea. It's a movie theater that will serve you food and drinks. So you get to sit there and watch the movie while you're eating dinner and drinking. Now, they're doing this because for a year and a half, almost 2 years, people stayed home. They stayed home and watched movies where they could drink and they could eat. And so movie theaters are trying to step things up to make it an experience that you're going to want so you do go out and see a movie. So for us, 007 and James Bond, definitely worth seeing on the big screen. But there's a lot of movies out there that you could probably get away with seeing at home. You know, we bought all these streaming services throughout the pandemic that who wants to spend extra money going to a movie? So what I see happening, whether it's Squid Game, whether it's 007, whether it's the Marvel movies, is they have to now outdo what was previously done. You know, in the 70s or 80s, you could say a bad word in a movie, and everybody's like, oh my gosh, and they giggle and all that. Now, I mean, if you watch Ted Lasso, all it is bad words, which is kind of funny. So it's going to be on the writers, and it's going to be on the producers and directors and the cinematography and all that to step it up. Now, after you see a Transformer movie, after you see a Marvel movie, you know, the CGI is fantastic. You can't really outdo a lot of those. So it's kind of forcing the pendulum to swing to go back to storyline. Squid Game, I don't think has a lot of CGI. Squid Game is pretty raw story. Ted Lasso, raw comedy. It works. It's dual. You got to be good. You got to be funny. But I'm noticing that, like with Ted Lasso, it's just too many jokes. It's that you're missing some of them. I had to use subtitles because they were going so fast with jokes, putting so many in, that it, you know, you lost some of the jokes. In fact, I want to rewatch it so I, you know, because it's so funny. I just don't want to miss. But I'm noticing this, you know, trying to put in so many jokes or try to make something more violent. Or, you know, and so when you kind of exaggerate certain things that worked in previous movies, you need to be careful. Squid Game, highly successful. Ted Lasso, very successful. Both of them should be. 007 franchise has been very successful. Not sure how much success we're going to see with this next film. I know the debut still did well, but maybe not as well as it could. But movies and TV shows, where they're going to go is to make it an experience, to outdo what's done before, but they're going to sometimes have to go back to the basics, core, raw story, raw comedy, raw action. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So I want COVID to be over. I want this wave to go away. The wave went down in the UK. The wave went down in India. Delta wave went away. Let's move on. We can't move on. I want to, but we can't move on. So I need to tell you what's might be coming around the bend, which I hope it doesn't. So there's a Delta subvariant. We spoke about the AY Delta Plus, but it was an AY1. Well, there's now an AY4.2. And this Delta variant was first spotted in the UK in June by the Sanger Institute. Its prevalence has doubled in a month from 4% in September to 9% by October, according to data reported by Daily Mail. And they are worried that it could be more infectious than its ancestor, the Delta variant. Hence, Delta Plus. AY4.2 made up almost 10% of all infections in England in the last 2 weeks, ending October 9th. Virus trackers at the Wellcome Sanger Institute sequences thousands of COVID samples every week. They say its prevalence was only at 4%, though, in mid-September. Academics estimate that it might be up to 15% more transmissible than the original Delta, which rapidly became dominant in Britain in the spring before taking off worldwide. It has been detected in almost every part of the country, according to figures, and it is thought to be behind almost 60% of the positive tests that were sampled and sequenced in West Sussex, Adur. They're keeping a close eye on it, but they say right now there's no evidence that it spreads easier. That's according to Boris Johnson, official spokesperson. Now, the warning comes as COVID cases are spiraling across the UK. Daily infections yesterday shot up to almost 50,000 in a three-month high. And I know you guys are asking me, why? Why are cases going up in England? Why aren't they vaccinated? Well, maybe it's because vaccinated people can spread it and still get it. Maybe it's because these variants are smarter. Maybe because a lot of people lied and they are vaccinated. And they're fake cards. There's a whole bunch of different reasons for this. I don't know. Experts suggest that the uptick of AY4.2, one of the 45 sublineages of Delta, may be partly to blame. They also think that maybe it's because pupils went back to classrooms. I don't like to call them pupils. I like to call them kids. But Great Britain, they're a little bit more proper. You're a pupil. You are not a kid. You are a student. A pupil. I call the kids. The kids are back in school. I drop the kids off. I don't drop off the pupils. That's okay. They have a much more classier vernacular than I do. Actually, I say that. Drop the kids off on their... That's what I usually say. Did you take the kids to school? I didn't take them to school. I dropped them off on their blanks. People went back to work. Maybe that's why. But when you look at the wave, they went down, but they didn't go down completely. I actually published a little piece on this. It's on my Twitter and it's on my Facebook. It's entitled The AY4.2 Delta Plus COVID Strain Becoming More Prevalent in the UK. And you see the Delta spike that the UK had July 9th to early August. The wave was a pretty quick spike, not as large as the UK Alpha wave that happened the summer before. But then the cases started to go back up, went down a little bit. Now they're going back up, almost to the peak of when they had the Delta peak. Now, I watch what happens in the UK very closely, because we seem to mimic the UK, not entirely in terms of waves, but what happens in the UK ends up coming our way in a few months. Now, we've opened up international travel, and understandably so. Our waves are going down. People need commerce. They need to live. They still need to see family. Vaccinated individuals can go back and forth. But again, vaccinated individuals are getting ill. So Sage fears there will be a fourth wave by the end of the year that's going to cripple the UK. If they have a fourth wave that's starting and going to cripple them, it's going to hit us in the dead of flu season. They say ministers are overseeing a rollout of boosters to those over 50, healthcare workers, and the immunosuppressed to protect the health service as much as possible. But experts think that these top-up or these boosters are being dished out too slowly. They say there are at least 5 million vulnerable adults eligible for a third dose that still haven't gotten one. So they're going to try to fight this with more boosters. I would say, let's start ramping up medications. Let's start ramping up monoclonal antibodies. So Professor Francois Belou, director of the University College London Genetics Institute, told the Financial Times that the strain could be the most infectious subvariant since the beginning of the pandemic. Now in Russia. Russia, they have had cases rise, more than 1,000 deaths in a day. Corona cases have been declining, but they had the highest number of people die on Saturday. This is the highest death toll since the corona pandemic began, 1,000. The number of coronavirus cases in Russia also was growing rapidly. The cases were declining, but all of a sudden now, they've jumped up. Now, they have the coronavirus vaccine, Sputnik V. They've been using that one, and I think Sputnik V was approved by India. I think it's created, I think it's Chinese. So we're going to keep you guys posted on that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. The FDA is proposing a rule to offer over-the-counter hearing aids. They want to boost accessibility and lower costs for the devices of Americans. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. This is long overdue. The agency announced its proposal on Tuesday that would allow certain hearing aids to be sold directly to the millions of adults who have perceived mild to moderate hearing loss. Under the updated rule, these patients could purchase specific air conduction devices in stores or online without undergoing a medical exam or fitting. Adults with severe hearing loss or children with any hearing loss would still need a prescription. Officials expect the proposed regulations to likely allow less costly hearing aids to be sold and available to the public, thus increasing competition in the market. For safety, the rule covers specific device performance and design requirements, including a maximum volume limit. So FDA's proposal implements the Over-the-Counter Hearing Aid Act, which was signed into law as part of the FDA Reauthorization Act of 2017. Health and Human Services Secretary Javier Becerra, it looks like Xavier, but it's Javier Becerra, said in a statement that the move takes us one step closer to the goal of making hearing aids more accessible and affordable for the tens of millions of people who experience mild to moderate hearing loss. Now, Senator Elizabeth Warren and Chuck Grassley, both senators, Republican and Democrat, introduced the 2017 law. And it is a huge hurdle because hearing aids are thousands upon thousands of dollars. And people who lack hearing, they isolate, they get depressed. They might end up having more accelerated dementia. People need to hear. I mean, reading glasses was, I think, the best thing since sliced bread. I had great vision after my LASIK. I had great vision, then I turned 11. I needed glasses. I was in glasses until I got my LASIK in my 30s or 40s. And then all of a sudden, a few years later, I needed reading glasses. I don't think the LASIK accelerated that. I just think I was just, you know, at the age for needing reading glasses. And if I don't have reading glasses, there's a lot of things I can't do. If I forget my reading glasses, it's almost like I'm handicapped because I can't read without them. And I have to have somebody else read it for me. Well, same thing with hearing. If you can't hear, the problem is at least with if you can't read, somebody could then tell you what it says. But with hearing, I mean, then somebody's going to have to, I don't know. It's something that needs to be addressed. And I don't understand why Medicare doesn't cover hearing aids. I don't understand why they are so gosh darn expensive. And I think a lot of us could improve our hearing. And if there's going to be over-the-counter options, that's going to be awesome. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
Better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Congressional Democrats continue to negotiate amongst themselves over two spending bills, the $1.2 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill and a multi-trillion dollar budget package. Senate Minority and Kentucky Republican Senator Mitch McConnell says he doesn't believe Democrats' claims that the spending bills are paid for.
The Biden administration is simultaneously saying their latest spending spree will cost $0. It'll be totally free, and then it will come with massive historic tax hikes in order to pay for it.
Louisiana Republican Senator Bill Cassidy is throwing his support behind cognitive tests for those in positions of power. Cassidy telling the political website Axios he's in favor of those tests for folks in all three branches of government. USA Radio News. Bureaucrats in Washington, D.C. are finally admitting that college football games are not the super spreader events they once thought they would be.
Dr. Anthony Fauci warned that crowded college football stadiums would turn into super spreader events. But many weeks later, an NBC reporter on the Today Show pointed out it never happened. Epidemiologist Cindy Prinz.
We prefer to learn by studying, but I'd say in this case, we probably learned a little bit by doing as well. So it's not a matter of trying to keep people from doing activities. It really is a matter of trying to figure out, you know, can these be done safely?
Cases are now in steep decline in every college football state across the South, including Florida, where hospitalizations fell 64% last month, even as some 90,000 fans packed the University of Florida Gators Stadium. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
President Biden meeting with senators at the White House to discuss his infrastructure plan. USA Radio News.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So a lot of us get brain farts. I don't like that term, brain fart. I would rather call it a memory lapse. I can't stand when I hear people say brain farts or senior moments, because most of the seniors I know are pretty smart. I mean, my mom is way more lucid than I am, so I don't really particularly like that terminology. But we've all kind of had it, I think, especially when you're middle-aged. I go to a grocery store, I walk right into the toothpaste aisle, I stare at the toothpaste and I go, I don't need toothpaste. Why am I here? Why am I at the toothpaste aisle? So I go to the chips section, hey, or the chocolate, the Halloween section. I go, oh, how cute. You know, it's a sale on candy. I leave. I go home. Later that night when I go to dental floss, there's no dental floss. And I go, no. So I don't have dental floss. So I get these moments where I'm like, I should have thought this through. And maybe I need post-it notes. Maybe I need things for memory. Well, it's a joke and it's fun and games and we might go on Facebook and joke about it, but it's not a joke when our government is possibly in peril and when you have, was it the Panama Prime Minister saying nobody's home in terms of our current administration as the migrants are coming? And the last thing we want anybody to think is nobody's home. And so, again and again, we are hearing from senators and congresspeople and people in politics saying our leaders need cognitive tests. And so the latest recommendation comes from Senator Bill Cassidy, Republican from Louisiana. And he told Axios that he favors cognitive tests for aging government leaders in order to make sure their ability to serve the American people remained intact. On Sunday's Axios on HBO, Cassidy cited past U.S. senators he said were, quote, senile by the end of their times in office to argue a cognitive test applying across all three branches of government would be a reasonable plan. He says that the Speaker of the House is 81. Oh, no, actually, Mike Allen from Axios asked, the Speaker of the House is 81. Wisdom comes with age. But the science is also clear that we aren't who we were, and we do lose things with age. As a medical professional, is that something we should be thinking about? Now, Cassidy is a medical doctor. He says, of course. Allen asked Cassidy what concerns he had over the fact that medicine allowed government leaders to live longer and lead the country at increasing ages. And he said, I'll just speak in general, not the particular, at some point, and statistically it's in the 80s. You begin a more rapid decline. It's usually noticeable. So anybody in a position of responsibility who may be potentially on that slope, that is of concern. And I'm saying this as a doctor. So at the conclusion of Joe Biden's term, he is going to be 78, and already many people have been concerned about his cognitive ability, including Dr. Ronny Jackson, former White House physician to President Trump. Most of these are Republicans, Representative Bob Gibbs from Ohio, Jeff Duncan, South Carolina, Andy Harris from Maryland. So multiple people have been concerned over politicians' aging health. And so I want to ask you guys, because I'm split. Should older, I don't know, let's just leave it out. Should any public official be required to pass cognitive testing? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, so I like to be balanced. On one end, it makes absolutely perfect sense. On one end, it's like, well, yeah, the Constitution does not want people unfit for office. There's even a means to replace them. Somebody unfit for office that isn't of sound mind could be a threat to national security, could be a threat to themselves. So it is understandable that if somebody is going to be making decisions that affect our children, that affect the public health, that affects the economy, that affects national security, that they need to be of sound mind. It sounds simple. On the flip side, whenever you make a rule, such as like we're seeing with mandates, whenever you make a just global rule, there's always consequences. And so if somebody says, all right, we are going to cognitive test everybody over the age of 65. Okay, well, then what are you doing? Are you saying somebody over 65 does not have their cognition? I mean, look at, not Kirk Douglas, Clint Eastwood. Clint Eastwood is making movies into his, what, is he 92 now? It might not have been the most exciting movie. What is it, Cry Macho? Cry Nacho? I don't know what the movie was called. I saw part of it, but, he's still got it. I mean, what is going to be the definition of incompetency? So many people will say, well, look at President Biden. President Biden has issues. He does. President Biden has issues. But is he officially incompetent? If he doesn't qualify for failing, let's say, a mini mental status exam and failing for, the threshold to be able to take care of himself and to be able to be deemed competency, if he passes the test, then nobody can question his judgment or thinking. Many of these tests are designed to find mild cognitive impairment, medium, severe cognitive impairment. What are we going to do? Are we going to call it at mild? If somebody has mild cognitive impairment, are they then going to be replaced from office? I believe the Constitution only allows it if they're severely impaired. I have to look up the actual verbiage. So mild cognitive impairment could come with lack of hearing, could come with some memory loss. So, I mean, I don't want anybody with any cognitive impairment, but so many people, even who aren't seniors, might have some mild cognitive impairment. You could get that with COVID. You could get that from depression, from anxiety. When I go home and there's a box of Ho-Hos and I just want to eat my box of Ho-Hos, I am incapacitated until that sugar rush goes away. I don't care what you said, whatever you want. So you put yourself into a figurative sugar coma. Are you impaired? So if we are going to administer, and mind you, I see the logic. You do not want anybody running the country making these decisions that is quote-unquote senile. But cognitive impairment spans a whole range. And if you decide not to call it, and you have somebody making bad decisions, because remember, with cognitive impairment, it comes and goes. They might take the test on a lucid day. And then the next day, they're like, what did they do? We also have to be careful with accusing somebody of being quote-unquote senile or cognitively impaired who don't know how to manage. If other countries are thinking, quote-unquote, no one is home, that's also poor management style, poor leadership. And we don't necessarily have in the Constitution means to just oust somebody if we don't like their management style or leadership. So we need to be very, very careful on how we proceed. Now, President Biden, he's able to read from the teleprompter. He's able to walk by himself from the White House to the helicopter that then takes him to Air Force One. He is cognitively acute enough to know how to reject reporters. He's following the advice of his aides to turn his back on reporters and walk away and not say anything. Somebody with cognitive impairment will just babble or answer out. So President Biden might still technically pass these tests. And then what? So I don't know. I want to hear from you guys. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So some of your questions that we got this hour was, why aren't we watching what happens with China to see where the next waves are coming from COVID? If China gets a wave, does that mean we're going to have another wave? You got to be very careful with what comes out of China, because we don't know if we're getting accurate numbers. And keep in mind, the Olympics are coming up. The Beijing Olympics are supposed to start February 8th. I got to figure out the exact date. So the Beijing Olympics is supposed to be here within 4 months. So even if there is a big, huge outbreak, I don't know if China wants to go through what Japan went through. I'm just not expecting a lot of publicity on what's happening from the China front in COVID, because they want people to come to the Beijing Olympics, even though it might already kind of be a mess as it is because people are holding off on travel. So unfortunately, we can't use what happens in China as a barometer for COVID. Great question. Another question, people want to know what's happening with Celine Dion. Celine Dion, one of my favorite singers, she, Whitney Houston, and Christina Aguilera, and Mariah Carey, some of my favorite. Celine Dion has had to postpone her residency at Resort World Las Vegas because she is suffering from severe muscle cramps. She is still planning to do her tour this spring that's slated for March. Many want to know what medical conditions she could have. We don't like to guess, and it's not for us to try to diagnose, but what I can say is illnesses that may come with severe muscle spasms could be anywhere from multiple sclerosis, ALS, fibromyalgia, could be car accident, sprain, strain, nutritional deficiency, anemia, diabetes, subluxated vertebrae, spinal injuries, spinal cord injuries. So severe muscle spasms, however, myositis, there's a whole variety of conditions that could do that. I am hoping she doesn't have any of them, and I hope she will be fine. But we are being told that, you know, she even tweeted that she wants to take care of herself right now. And so that's, you know, Godspeed. We pray for her, and we hope that she has a, you know, she feels pretty on that she gets over this, and we're praying for Celine Dion. We love her. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So as much as we want the COVID Delta wave to go away and never come back, and we get to move on this Christmas, experts out of UK are predicting that there's probably going to be another wave in the UK, which means it's going to affect us. As we said earlier in the show, this AY4.2 Delta Plus wave has some interesting mutations. They are concerned about its transmissibility, its infectivity, and so they are concerned that as cases have jumped in the last couple weeks in the UK, that this is going to be a concern for an already highly vaccinated country. And if the UK is highly vaccinated and is still dealing with thousands upon thousands of cases, then it at any time, you know, we could be vulnerable as well, especially since we do a lot of business with the UK, we have a lot of travel with the UK, and there are British brethren. Russia has been dealing with a huge spike in cases. They just had, I think, 1,000 deaths in one day reported on Saturday. So as some countries are grappling with these cases, and they are in areas where there is still a robust vaccine campaign, America should be prepared that we might have another wave this winter. I don't want there to be another wave. I want it to be over. I don't want any lockdowns. I don't want any mandates. But there are things that we should be doing right now. As the Delta wave is going down, even though some states are still dealing with heavy cases, this is what we should be doing in America. Number one is, don't expect any wave to go all the way down. There seems to be always some baseline COVID. And this baseline COVID is not just a pandemic of the unvaccinated. This baseline COVID can be circulated around vaccinated people. So the first thing America needs to do is allow people to have access and even provide for them proper masks. Let them have N95 respirators and use them if they want to. So the funding that the Trump administration had promised that was supposed to be going into making these masks and mass producing them so everybody could have them, not sure what happened with that, but the Biden administration needs to make sure that people have access to N95 respirators, and the masks being handed out aren't these things, but actually N95 respirators as we go into cough, cold, flu season. Number two, America needs to stop telling people that if you're vaccinated, you're good. Vaccinated individuals still at risk for COVID. They can still die of COVID, as we saw with General Colin Powell. May he rest in peace. Vaccinated individuals can spread COVID. So America needs to immediately stop giving people the impression that as long as they're vaccinated, they're in the clear, and unvaccinated are the people that need to be confined. And it's because it's giving people the wrong, just giving people the wrong sense of security. All of us are walking around carrying the virus. All of us could be spreading it. Unvaccinated are at higher risk for hospitalization and death. But there is that potential among all of us. So we have to not just focus on unvaccinated, but basically be very honest with our education where all of us could have it. So saying that an unvaccinated isn't allowed to work or enter the building because they could carry the virus is deadly to say, because vaccinated people think they could walk right in, be around other people because they're vaccinated, they're in the clear, and they're not. Number three, monoclonal antibodies need to be stepped up. Where are the monoclonal antibodies? Dennis Prager looks like he's doing well with the monoclonal antibody. President Trump did well with the monoclonal antibodies. I've seen patients who got monoclonal antibodies, but the average person who wants or needs monoclonal antibodies, not there. We have been spending trillions and trillions of dollars. Where is that money going in terms of monoclonal antibodies, and where are they? There should be monoclonal antibody treatments with everybody's name on it for everybody to get one round ready to go. Number four, medications. Medications such as either the molnupiravir or other sorts of hopefully medications in process, it should be full court press trying to come up with antivirals or treatments that work. All hands on deck studying ivermectin, studying hydroxychloroquine, and trying to figure out which are the populations that do respond. If ivermectin isn't helping everybody, but it's helping some, who are they? Because if those people can get ivermectin, and it saves the monoclonal antibodies for people that ivermectin won't help, then make sure they get that. Finally, our whole approach to COVID being the only virus and the only thing that matters right now is stupid, and I think it's disastrous for any sort of public health regimen. Nobody talks about getting the pneumonia shot. Nobody talks about protecting against pneumonia. Nobody talks about protecting against tuberculosis. Nobody talks about protecting against illnesses that could be coming from other countries. We are going to be susceptible if our immune system is battling things that it has never seen. And as we are relocating tens of thousands, soon hundreds of thousands of migrants, actually I think we've already relocated about 160,000 migrants, as we relocate them across the United States, all health officials, all medical providers, all patients need to be aware of what sort of illnesses and what sort of things could be coming into their neck of the woods. The average young doctor in America has never seen leprosy. They better learn about it because leprosy could be coming. Hepatitis A, hepatitis B, hepatitis C. We have vaccines for hepatitis A and hepatitis B. If many of the migrants or refugees have hepatitis, why aren't we recommending hepatitis vaccination? So we need to work on our messaging, and I don't want to predict that we're going to have another wave, but what happens to the UK can very easily happen here, so please keep an eye on it, especially with this Delta Plus variant AY4.2. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.